Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
much light in this window. Don't wake me up. Only coffee, no sugar inside my cup. If I wake and you're here still, give me a kiss. I wasn't finished dreaming about to live. Don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up, don't wake me up.
9:13 in the city, coming to you live out of Douglasville, Georgia, near Atlanta, where it's going down. Hey, I'm learning a lot out here. I'm out here actually taking a training class. I'm not going to tell y'all, you know, what class I'm training in at this moment, but it's going to be beneficial because I'll be sharing some information coming up in the next few weeks that I'm sure you all are going to enjoy. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, my homie CeeLo was cracking.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Yeah, though. I'm good. I'm good. Actually, well, you know, I'm a Floridian, so I'm trying to get used to this weather. But before we go any further, all the way live from Newark, Delaware, give it up, Toya, welcome to the show.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, Mr. TM, Mr. CeeLo.
What up? We missed you Monday night, but you back in the saddle. I don't know what the hell was going on Monday. But Toya's in the house, CeeLo's in the house. I'm coming to you live again from a city that I've never heard of in my life, Douglasville, Georgia. Had y'all ever heard of Douglasville?
No.
Toya, you ever heard of Douglasville, Georgia?
By name, I've never been there. I only know of it from dealing with clients and customers.
Well, I thought I was coming to Atlanta for a training session, only to get here and have to drive 20 miles west, which is Douglasville. Nevertheless, enjoy myself out here. Tonight, we as entrepreneurs are picking up where we left off. We had Chris Billy Elliott, the designer of Vano Couture Clothing, hanging out with us. He hung out with us Friday night, hung out Monday night, and along with Claylicious, who introduced her Hustle Aerobics to us. She's doing Hustle Aerobics out in Orlando, Florida. And Clay lost about, what did she say, 170-some pounds?
Yes, 180 pounds.
And she wanted to motivate others to laugh the weight off. She says laughter is good for the soul. And she's turned her situation into, you know, a money-making opportunity. And so tonight, we wanted to pick back up from that. Toya, also an entrepreneur making things happen, she'll give you some perspective, you know, about what's going on in Newark, Delaware, and share some of her experiences. But we really wanted to talk to you tonight about the business of this. How do you create a business plan to execute what it is you're trying to do? You know, how do you implement a marketing plan to execute what you're trying to do? But before we get into that, because Toya was not with us on Monday, let's pause and let her kind of share her entrepreneurial thing. Toya, what kind of businesses do you have going on right now? I know you got a few things going on.
Right now, my main focus is still on my network marketing, because that seems to be the best thing working for me right now, so that's what I'm focusing on. But I'm in the process of actually trying to get together a mentoring program for young girls, preteens to teenagers, so that's going to be my next focus. And that's not so much to make money, but to help people.
Right, right. Now, when you say marketing, Toya, because there's a lot of different type of marketing, you said network marketing. It's not like the scams, because people are promoting network marketing in the wrong ways. Share a little bit about the type of network that you're a part of and how it is benefiting you, because you've been doing it for quite some time now.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a couple of years now. There are a lot of scams out, especially right now with the economy being the way it has been for the past few years. People are looking for any type of opportunity to make money and make money fast. But when you get into a good business as far as network marketing is concerned, you learn that you cannot make money fast. It takes a lot of patience, a lot of shaking hands, meeting people, trying to help people, and it takes a very, very strong team to support you and back you to do well. So I'm actually part of Amway, which has been around since 1959. It's like you couldn't ask for anything better. You don't have to come out with a lot of money, come out of your pocket, with a lot of money to start the business. It doesn't take a lot of money to keep your business going. It's not like you have to have inventory. You don't have to have a staff. It's just you and your willingness to help other people. So that's the best part for me.
Hello? Yes. So, Toya, when you, what made you, being an entrepreneur, was that always, was that instilled in you, or was it just something that you, realized, once you got out of high school that you were going to have your own business?
No, it wasn't instilled in me. I think with, a lot of other people, we were taught to go to school, get good grades, go to college, graduate, and get a good job, but that doesn't seem to be working for too many people. I was actually a customer of someone else's, spending a lot of money buying product from them. When I realized I don't really have to buy product from them, I can actually spend my money on myself and build my own business, invest in myself, and help other people do the same thing. So, no, it wasn't instilled in me. Like I said, I was probably taught along the same lines as most of us in our generation. But times have changed quicker than we thought they would. So right now you need to take the opportunity to probably start your own business if you haven't already. Doesn't have to be network marketing, but it needs to be something because this is the best time to do it. So I think the opportunity to be able to say I am an entrepreneur and I own my own business and not just so much make money but can help people at the same time, that was a good thing for me. So, yeah.
Right. Well, Toya, why don't you go ahead and give folks the website that they can actually check out your products?
One of my websites would be DetermineYourDestiny.com. Your is spelled UR because I'm part of your association. So it's DetermineYourDestiny.com. And I can be reached at 866-367-4208 if anyone needs to speak to me about products or possibly starting their own business.
No doubt. Again, Amway is the product. I can tell you that I have purchased some of these products, and there is one product in particular that I fell in love with because I often need clarity and I often need energy. So you have a product that's called Rhodiola. Tell the people a little bit about this natural product that is the bomb.
It's called Rhodiola, and it's a root stimulant. And what it is, it's for people who have lack of focus but also need to create energy without using, caffeine and all of those unnatural products. And it's not just for energy or for mental focus. There's a lot of health benefits to it. You can actually Google it, and you can find out all types of health benefits for it. But, it's been used and diagnosed in patients that have like ADD, it helps with the effects of that for a natural treatment instead of using it, using medications, for kids and things of that sort. So it's an excellent product. I take it every day, twice a day, even though I don't need to. I still do, so.
I also took it twice a day, and then I'll tell you something. When it came to just, clarity of thought, if you're somebody that multitask like I do, it helps you to multitask effectively, and it just gives you that energy and that stamina that you need to be effective in business. As a business person, and you don't have to be in business to use it. I would recommend it for students. I would recommend it for athletes. So Rhodiola, that's one of many, many products that she has. So that's DetermineYourDestiny.com, right?
Correct.
DetermineYourDestiny.com, and give them your number one more time, Toya, if they'd like to get any of your products, if they have questions about it.
866-367-4208.
When we come back, we're going to talk more about the pros and cons of the business, and we're going to help you out with a few tips on how to establish a business plan as well as a marketing plan. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's 922. We'll be right back.
got you thinking that you don't ever want to love again. You say, no more, more. I'm sure you think you'd be depressed when you get the chance to prove I'm really nothing like him. Oh, 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 oh. And I know he put some dirt in you, baby. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again. I'll help you breathe again.
Radio Live, thanks for rocking with us this Wednesday evening. It's about 9:27 here on the East Coast. We're talking about being an entrepreneur and the steps you need to take to get to where you want to be.
That's right. And Toya, so you were telling us about your network marketing and the products that you have. I know you said that there's no inventory. You know, it was a simple, it was like a turnkey process for you business-wise. But what was the challenge, or what was some challenges, if you had challenges at all, starting the business?
No challenges starting the business. I think the biggest challenge that most people face when they start a network marketing business is, one, rejection, because not everybody understands the way those type of businesses work and how to approach people with the business plan itself. So I think those are the biggest challenges. no challenge as far as starting the business or anything that the business has to offer, because it's very simple. The thing is, you have to remember that not everybody gets it, and not everybody has that same type of business mentality. So if someone says no, they're either not the right person, it's not the right time for them, they just don't understand the business. So that's what you have to wrap your head around at first. But other than that, no other challenges.
Good deal. When you talk about, you know, people saying no, or people, you know, not going along with your vision or whatever it is you're trying to do, folks, you got to know. We talked about a little bit on Monday, but you have to have a made-up mind. And regardless of what other people say, think, or do, you got to be able to move forward with what it is you're trying to accomplish. Everybody's not going to be down for you. But regardless of who supports you, who buys your product, who buys your service, you got to keep it moving. CeeLo, how many doors have you had slam in your face, and did that stop you from moving forward?
No. It didn't stop me from moving forward. I don't remember, because I don't remember no.
Oh, you just move right. And see, guess what? That's a good perspective, though. You move past no. That doesn't intimidate you or stop you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, really how I look at it is, if somebody says no, does that mean that they're either not interested in what I have, or, you know, or not, just not for them? So that means that I have to keep moving to find somebody that it is for.
Absolutely. And that's the key, my friend. So tonight, we thought it would be appropriate to kind of help you to formulate on paper what it is that you're trying to do, because a lot of people can do it, you know, keep it moving. Some people need to really understand what they're trying to do. And at the end of the day, everyone has to put their business plan on paper if they really want to move it to the next level. So tonight, you know, we want to help you to get the most out of your business idea or concept. And so a business plan, you know, is really the bottom line for business, or for moving in the right direction as it relates to business. A business plan is a particular view of your company's future, describing the following things: what your industry will look like, what your industry will look like, your arena. You know, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to sell products? Are you trying to provide a service? Is it technology? You know, is it barbering? You know, is it Tupperware? Whatever it is, you have to identify what your industry looks like. You got to know your competition. What markets will you compete in? You know, are you doing it in Douglasville? Are you doing it in Atlanta? Are you doing it in Delaware, Charlotte? You know, what market are you in? What competition will you be up against? That's key. Most people start businesses not even knowing that there are 10 businesses around you already doing the same thing. You know, I mean, the one thing you have got to focus on is, you know, what's the need? What is the greatest need around you? And then you service that need. That's what generates revenue in business. Because let me help you. If you're not generating revenue, it's really not business. It's a hobby. We're talking about your business plan tonight. What products and services will you offer? Again, Toya's offering Amway. Chris is offering you fresh gear. You know, Claylicious is offering you aerobics. CeeLo is offering you management. You know, what is it that you're offering? What value? What value you'll put on your customers? You know, how much do you value your customers? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have customers, you don't have a business. You're not going to be the only person buying your products. You know, that's not business. What long-term advantages will you have? You know, how big and profitable will your company be? These are some of the things you've got to describe in your business plan. Toya, when you went into Amway, did you think about any of those things before you actually put your money on the table? Because you're very analytical, so I know you didn't just jump in it for nothing. You said one of the things that you saw was you were purchasing so many products from someone else. Why not put some of that money back in your pocket? So profits was a focus for you. But what were some of the other elements that you considered before you actually said, you know what, I'm going to do this network marketing thing. Amway works for me.
You know, actually, money was not the driving factor. At first, I thought it would be, but when I met with the person that would be my mentor and his wife, when I met with them, I realized that being part of a greater team that actually wants to help other people was something that was very attractive to me. You know, when you're used to going to work 9 to 5, 9 to 8, 9 to 10, you're working 8 to 12 hour shifts with a bunch of negative people who don't want to do what they're doing. They don't want to help you succeed. Everyone kind of has that crab in a barrel mentality. That just, like, you know, who wants to do that day to day? And then when you meet a perfect stranger who says, we're willing to help you do whatever you need to do to meet your goals, because in the end, all it will do is help us meet our goals. So it doesn't matter what we have to do to get you where you got to go. You know, why would you not want to work with people like that? So I think that was the most attractive thing to me. The money doesn't come as easy as some people may think that it does. So the biggest thing was having a team, people that you could learn from, people that are willing to help. They're very big on personal growth, which was another big thing to me, not so much how to make money, but how to make yourself, make you better as a person, and how you can show other people to do the same thing. And then once I wrapped my head around that and started realizing, okay, I have a good set of people around me, what can I do with this? Of course, you can make money with it. But my ultimate goal is not just to make money, but was to not have to work so I can be accessible to my daughter at all times, no matter what's going on. I don't want to have to take personal time at work to spend time with her at school or to go to a play or go to a parent-teacher conference. Or if she's sick, I've got to call out and make out time, like make up time. That's not what I want. So my ultimate goal is to just be there whenever my daughter needed me. So I wanted to be home, and to be home, of course, I have to make money. So the driving factor here is my daughter, not so much the money, but my daughter. So I think before people can actually write a business plan, they have to really have a focus on what their ultimate goal is. Of course, everybody wants money. You know, how could you not want money? It helps you live, not so much live a better life, but you get a lot of things that you may want materialistically in life. But you, your money a lot of times helps you reach an ultimate goal. Like I said, my ultimate goal is to be able to stay home and be with my daughter, whether it's now or 5 years from now, be able to be there when she needs me. So I think you have to have a clear focus on what it is that you want out of your business other than money. What's your driving factor, whether it be another person, whether it be to have money to go back to school, whether it be to just not have to work for someone else. You know, what's your ultimate goal out of everything? So I think that's what people have to, that's what their, where their focus has to be at first before they can actually set out a good business plan.
No, absolutely. Folks, you must look forward. You must look back, and you must look all around to really see, you know, what's going on. You know, what do you really want to accomplish? Toya just said it. It's not always about money, because if you don't have a solid view, a path already established, you know, identifying what it is you're trying to accomplish outside of making money, because, you know, you can make money doing anything practically. We live in America, but it's about sustaining the ability to generate funds, because most businesses, you know, fail within 3 years of their inception. And so we're not talking about failing. So I agree. Before we can really focus on a business plan, we talked about it Monday, you got to have the right attitude. You got to have the right mindset. You got to have some goals laid out. And Toya also just mentioned it. We talked about, you know, the people that surround you, your support base. So, again, you got to look forward, you got to look backwards, and you got to look all around and surround yourself with the right people. When we come back, we're going to fast forward because it's 9:37. We got about 20 more minutes, you know, 23 minutes left in the show. We want to, you know, get some tips to you on the business plan and also remind you that coming up November 6th is one of the biggest days of our lives here in America, Obama versus Romney. And I'm going to tell you, I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. And it's interesting because what I'm hearing from people right now is the fact that they don't really know who to vote for. And I got to be honest, right? I'm an Obama supporter. But I can't wait to Obama gets back in position to debate Romney and redeem himself, because, you know, he kind of let me down. So I'm hoping it's a strategy. But we're not going to get too far into the politics until after we accomplish our business plan goal here. So maybe the last couple minutes of the show, we're going to go hard, reminding you why you've got to get out and vote. When we come back, we're going to talk about the actual parts of the business plan, starting with your company overview and a couple of components that goes in your company overview. You're in tune to TM Holland Radio Live, the pros and cons of executing the plan when we come back.
I made that money, I bought me a thing, a bad, brought a mind to the scene. I got that drink, I mix that lean, then throw that money up and then I walk on green. I walk on green, I walk on green. I pull up to the club just to walk on green. I walk on green, I walk on green. Then fall in love when you walk on green. Shooting dice with my shoes. I met a girl, that's with it. I got phone numbers and pictures, room keys and boom keys, all up in my pocket, no wallet, just shoot. Girl, I walk on green, I walk on green, and if she with me, she with my team. She too turned up, she on my lead, and you can call me PGA because I walk on green. If she moving my feet, jeans all on her clothes, point guard on my team, she be playing her role. Keep it real OT, she ain't trying to get known. I love a young, Debbie Johnny gets the dough. I made that money, I bought me a thing, a bad ass, brought him on to the scene. I got that drink, I mix that lean, then throw that money up and then I walk on green. I walk on green, I walk on green. I pull up to the club.
I got purple drinks in my cup. I just drink, smoke till I'm gone. Tell them I'll be back next month. I just seen the game and I played it. Most of the time I was faded. I ain't asked if she came with. She just seen the ice and skated. I'm just going ham in that field. I'm just walking on that green. Threw about 20 grand that L. Told her walk up on that green. Talking pop that roll cup full, getting big. Started from a dollar, now I'm making M's. Walking on that green. Started with dirty money and walking off clean. Suited, Sam Rouse stink. Suited, gone off the link. I be faded with my homie Kurt. Montana Coke boys always gonna work.
I made that money, I bought me a thing, a bad ass, brought a mind to the scene. I got that drink, I mix that lean, then throw that money up and then I walk on green. I walk on green, I walk on green. I pull up to the club just to walk on green. I walk on green, I walk on green.
Radio Live. That was Kurt Cobain and French Montana, Walk on Green.
Walk on Green. Walk on Green. I like that joint.
Yes, I like it myself. That was actually my first time hearing it.
Oh, we bring your new music first, baby.
You know how we do.
New music first, baby. Hey, it's 9:42. Thanks for hanging out with us tonight. We're talking about the pros and cons of executing a business plan. Let's talk about that executive summary. The executive summary of any business plan kind of touches on everything that's important in your business plan, or really in your business. It's more than just a simple, you know, introduction. It's the whole plan, only shorter. In many cases, the people who read your plan won't need to go any further than your executive summary to really get a good idea of what it is your company consists of. So the first part to your business plan is your executive summary. Now, understand this. There are many different formats for business plans. So I'm going to give you the best resource, a resource that I've used in the past, and I probably will use in the future, and that's SBA.org. The Small Business Administration of the United States is the best resource any entrepreneur could possibly use to assist them with any aspect of starting their business. That's SBA.org. Log on. So the next part after the executive summary comes your company overview. In that company overview is your mission statement, which is a statement of your company's purpose, establishing what it is and what it does. That's your mission statement. Also within your company overview is goals and objectives, a list of all the major goals that you've set for your company along with the objectives that you have that you want to meet and achieve. All right? Three is value statement. A set of beliefs and principles that guide your company's actions and activities. And then the next part, the next subcategory that falls under your company overview is your vision statement, a phrase or two that announces where your company wants to go or paints a broad picture of what you want to accomplish. And see, if you can't move past your mission statement, your goals and objectives, your value statement, and your vision statement, then you really want to pump the brakes as it relates to establishing your business. You really should pump the brakes because that's where it starts. The next section is it should focus on your business environment. This section of your business plan deals with your business environment and all the major aspects of your company situation. And so marketplace, the nature of the industry, the direction you're headed, you know, the intensity of your competition, all of that encompasses your business environment. Then you want to give a company description. Company description, you go into much more detail about your company, what it has to offer. The description should include some information about your management, the organization, you know, any new technology, your products, your services, the operation of the business. Again, to give you a step-by-step of what we're discussing tonight, log on to SBA.org and, you know, study it. You know, play around on the website. Any and everything that you need is right there. They have business plans. They have marketing plans. They talk about the different aspects of the type of companies. You know, you can start a sole proprietorship, which is just one, you know, person running a business, you know, using your Social Security number. You can start a partnership. That's with someone else. That is, you can start an LLC or you can implement a corporation. But regardless, you still need a business plan. So after your company description, you want your company strategy. That section brings together everything that you know about your business environment and your own company to come up with the projections of the future. Your business environment and the company and the projections that you want to come up with the future. You want to take time in this section to map out your basic strategies for dealing with major parts of your business, including the industry, the market, and your competition. Now, this next part is what gets most people because most people aren't comfortable with math, and that's your financial review or your financial statement. Within that, you need your income statement, and that's a list of numbers that add up all the revenue that your company brings in month over month. Quarter over quarter, year over year, you know. Then you subtract the totals, the total cost involved in running the business from your bottom line. You know, the next is a balance sheet. A balance sheet is a snapshot of your financial condition at a particular moment. And so if you're not making money, if you don't even see yourself making money, again, pump the brakes. It's a hobby. It's not business you're conducting. The next piece to the financial review, after your income statement and your balance sheet, is your cash flow statement. That's a record that tracks the cash, the flow of cash in and out of your company over a given period, tracking where the money comes from as well as where it ends up. Okay, that's your financial review. And then there's an action plan. The action plan lays out how you intend to carry out your business plan. This section should point out proposed changes in management for the organization itself. For example, as well as new policies and procedures that you expect to put in place. Again, we have given you a very brief overview of a business plan tonight, but you can log on to SBA, smallbusinessassociation.gov, G-O-V, to get all that you need to help you to effectively execute your plan. Toya, CeeLo, what can you add?
I think the one key thing that people forget is if you've never done it before, not to say you can't do it by yourself, but why work harder when you could work smarter? I think everyone needs a mentor in whatever business it is that they're trying to create.
Yes.
And it needs to be someone who is where you want to be and they're successful at what they're doing. Not someone who just has a vision just like you. Not a problem with working with someone who has aspiration to get to where you want to get, but you need to find someone who is where you want to be. Someone who knows what they're doing, they have a proven track record of success and can help you get there. Someone who doesn't need anything from you, they're just willing to help you. I think that's the biggest thing people need to realize. You should always have someone to help you. You don't have to do it by yourself. Cut corners, cut losses, just find someone that will help you shorten your time and get to where you want to be faster.
Absolutely. We talked about it on Monday again. Surround yourself with people who are where you're trying to get to. It is of utmost importance.
Because you know what? It's funny because anybody can give you advice, but if they can't give you the advice that that's pertinent to your particular situation, then it's just wasted breath, wasted energy.
Wasted energy. Well, hopefully you all will benefit from the information we've shared tonight. Again, you can log on to www.sba.gov. When we come back, Obama versus Romney, Biden versus Ryan tomorrow night is going down. It's 9:50. Right back.
Turn the lights off.
I'll be representing.
Represent for bad women all around the world. The way you put it down in between the sheets is like no other girl. You done took it to a whole nother level of freakiness when you blow my mind. To the point where all the other women kind of feeling like you stole their shine. So I better come weed it, and I better come fleet it. And I admit that I'm feeling a little pressure when you're telling me I better come get it. But I'm the man for the G.O. Can't nobody do it quite like I do. And the same go for you, we a match made in heaven. I'ma stand right by you. Why you saying?
Capable.
You do that and you gon' learn today.
Hey,
on that thing.
that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
You're incredible, edible, unforgettable body. You're so angelic, cool, a rebel with a cause. Speaking in hypotheticals, could I marry you if I wanted to? I'll take you how you come and just learn to live with your flaws. Even though it's not that many, you give me that good and plenty. Then I walk around all day grinning, my mind and body is gone. That JJ so sublime, throw it in the air, return to sunshine. You make me wanna call the crib and say I'm never coming home. Lose. Why you saying?
Get on that thing. Get on that thing. Get on that thing.
Watch how I put it down.
Nine 54 in the city. That's Luda and Kelly Rowland. What's the name of that, CeeLo? That's a fresh new joint.
Yes, the name of that is Representing. I like that.
I like that.
No doubt. Hey, we got some reverb. Hey, new music first. You know that's us, TM Hyman Radio Live. Glad to bring it to you. Hey, tomorrow night, we got like 5 minutes left in the show, like 4 minutes actually left in the show. Tomorrow night, Vice President Joe Biden versus Ryan. Our vice president is 69 years old. So the fact that he, like, just says anything that he wants, guess what? When people get old, they say what they want to say. But one thing that we cannot take away from Joe Biden is he's experienced, he knows what's going on, and he's relatable. But tomorrow night, tune in, because I believe he's going to put it on this young dude, Mr. Ryan. Tomorrow night, Joe Biden versus, I don't even know Ryan's first name. Don't even matter to me, unless he becomes our vice president.
You know what, though? Oh, and you know what? I had been telling people that it was 7 p.m., but actually it's 9 p.m. It should be 9 p.m. to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. And
right.
The location is going to be at the Centra College in Danville, Kentucky.
Wow.
And right. And their topic tomorrow evening will be foreign and domestic policy.
And so, folks, regardless of who you, care about right now, don't take a cop-out approach and just don't vote. This has to be the most important election of our lifetime. There's never been a time in America where you have seen such a gap between the rich and the poor. I don't know which side you're on, but even if I was rich, I would still be down for the poor because it's about the underdog. We need some help in this country.
You know, and I was going to say that, okay, like some people don't know anything about Paul Ryan. He's actually a congressman, and his first name is Paul. I know you don't care, but that's what it is.
I knew he was a congressman, but I don't.
But some people don't even know what he is, that he's not, you know, that he's, some people don't even know that he's already been involved in politics.
In a major way. He's very entrenched in policy making, my friends. And again, it typically is not policy that impacts you in a positive light. That's why you got to tune in tomorrow to get an understanding of where he's coming from and make sure that you vote on November the 6th.
We have too much minutes left in the show.
Okay, let's go to the phones.
We have a caller on the line. Mr. Cooper.
Tell us your name when you're calling from. Coop Biggie.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What up, man?
That's cool.
Hey, nothing much, man. Y'all got me all twisted up. I'm getting these times confused. What time y'all going to be on here? It's an hour and everything.
Scaled it back, man. Scaled it back. We try to get some things situated, brother.
Get it streamlined. I feel you.
So what
hey, man, yeah.
I know you got something to say, Mr. Political Box Sanders.
Yeah. Hey, tomorrow night is going to be big. Hey, Joe,
hey.
That's my old drunk uncle. You know, Joe
yeah,
Biden,
yeah,
my
yeah,
old
yeah.
drunk uncle. Hey, he's going to come out there. Like when the Republicans were real upset when he went to that debate down there in, I think, Norfolk. And he not debate, but that rally in Norfolk, and he said, Mitt Romney wants to take the shackles off of Wall Street and put the
right.
chains on you.
Right. Hey, look, they still talking about that all on CNN. They still talking about that.
But the thing is, I don't have a problem with Joe saying that because you got people like Newt Gingrich and Romney saying these real slick, underlined racial things about Obama. Newt Gingrich started talking about the debate. He says, well, this president, he needs rhythm to have a good debate. Maybe he needs to go out and shoot basketball. Maybe he didn't eat enough. Or maybe he didn't get enough sleep because, you know, he needs a little bit more sleep, you know. And then you had, like, one of Romney's top advisors saying he just wasn't prepared for the debate because he was lazy.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
It was like,
wow.
So when Joe says the whole put the chains on you, I'm cool with that.
It's real. Because it's real.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Exactly. Well, we're going to pick this conversation up and thank everyone for joining us this fine Wednesday evening. Your hump day.
No doubt. Back Friday, 9 p.m.
Yes. Toy, you want to say anything to the people?
Not just be blasted as far as your boy Joe's concerned. He's about as real as they come. Because we still see him with Secret Service on Union Street getting Yahtzee cheesecake. Cheesesteaks and stuff. You
and,
can't get any
in
more
Delaware,
than that.
That's right.
In
Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for joining us tonight, everybody. Peace out. We check in Monday, Friday, 9 o'clock, inside the
yes.
Cypher. Good night.
Good night.
Peace out.
Where are you when I needed a friend? Thought I could be strong. Never knew I'd be so wrong.